The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
EAGLES Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody. A special Saturday edition of Football 24/7 Eagles at training camp today. Day three of open practice to the media. Joined now by John McMullen, who is live from the NovaCare Complex. Johnny Mac, how you doing on this Saturday?
Doing well, yeah. Found out for the first time, Military Appreciation Day at the NovaCare Complex, NFL Network Day, whole bunch of stuff going on today.
Whole lot going on. Love to hear that it's Military Appreciation Day. I saw the Eagles in the military colors, which is pretty cool to see. Johnny Mac, what's your first takeaways from what you saw on day three?
Yeah, another good day for the offense, another sharp day for the offense. So that's been the story early in camp. Continued today, another practice where the football didn't hit the ground very much, especially with the first team. And that's been a pleasant theme. And, not a ton of splash plays. And I think the positives of that are, you know, one of the things I think we all saw with this Eagles team last season is they sort of fell too much in love with the big play and weren't content on taking what the defense was giving them. In the case of Vic Fangio's defensive scheme, the whole philosophy is to keep everything in front of you and all that kind of stuff. So they want you to throw underneath, and the Eagles are taking advantage of that in completing passes, and they've been sharp doing it, and you know, that's an improvement over where they were certainly at the end of last season.
Yeah, great to hear another good day for the Eagles offense. Kellen Moore spoke today. James Bradbury had some interesting comments. John McMullen and I will get into all of those things. Johnny Mac, just back on the offense, so you said they had another good day, another crisp day. Taking what the defense has given them. Does it look like the offense is really great and they're ahead of schedule, or is this a case that the defense is not so great? How are you seeing it? Is it more the offense playing well, or the defense is that bad that the offense looks that good?
No, I think the defense hasn't been bad. They haven't made many splash plays. They've had no interceptions. Now this is our third consecutive practice. And they were taking it away pretty consistently in the spring. That hasn't happened at all now that we've gotten to training camp. So, but, you know, there was a one great catch from Devontae Smith, sort of a 50-50 ball where he rose up to take it away from Kaylee Ringo. You know, some one-on-ones they did today with defensive backs and second, they had a deep ball to Paris Campbell. But in team drills, there haven't been many splash plays for the offense either. It's just slowly sort of taking and matriculating down the field, which, you know, is not a bad thing if you can go 13 plays and score. versus, you know, what they became, which seemed to be a team that kind of fell in love. I bring up the Chiefs all the time, that sort of shift they had to make pre-Tyreek Hill to post-Tyreek Hill. Weren't as explosive. They had to change their offense. I think the Eagles have been doing that early in camp. We'll see if they can stay disciplined. You have to be very disciplined to do that. And then from the defensive standpoint, you know, you can look at it a couple ways, as you said. If the offense is doing well, generally people think the defense hasn't been doing well. I don't think it was that. I think the defensive front was pretty good today. But again, they haven't been able to take the football away. And Vic really threw the kid. We've been talking about the rotations. He went nuts today. I mean, he had a dime look where N'Kobe Dean was the only linebacker on the field. It's Quinyon Mitchell, Avonte Maddox, Darius Slay, Kelee Ringo. Eli Ricks got some first-team reps. Tyler Hall got some first-team reps. All the linebackers except Trotter, who was had a little – he was practicing, but he had the cramps. Last time we were here on Thursday yeah. I got to get my days right.
Yeah.
Time of year. But, you know, so many people in that back seven got first-team reps.
True, boy, Nick really wants to look at all these guys.
The safeties have been a constant Reed Blankenship and C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Good to know. So the safeties look good. Looks like Vic really wants to look at all these corners that he's got on the roster, Johnny Mack. He will not make a decision on one of them without giving them a chance at the first team, it seems like.
Yeah, and one of the, you know, I think it's meaningful. This was the first time they've done one-on-ones this year with the D-backs and the secondary. And I think it was purposeful. I'm going to ask when I get the chance. I think it was purposeful. They had A.J. Brown matched up with Quinyon Mitchell. I think they did that on purpose because they did it twice. And I think they want to see what Quinyon can do and how he can handle. And, you know, he won one, and A.J. came back and won the second one. So, you know, and I've talked about how he's handled all the different positions they've thrown at him. He continues to do that. So, but they have a lot of options. And it was the second straight, you know, people pay a lot of attention to that first rep. I don't know if you should be as paying as much attention to that with Vic, but it was Kelee Ringo again today. So if you're doing it by that, it was Rodgers day one, it was Ringo day two, it was Ringo day three. But I think ultimately they're going to get the Quinyon Mitchell, but that's just a hunch.
We're going to get into Jalen Hurts, John, but I want you to talk about the play of the day everybody was talking about with Devontae Smith going up and mossing Kelee Ringo. By all means, it was by all reports, at least from the people who were down at camp. I'm obviously not there.
Yeah, John, the defense won the play. I can't figure that. You know, Nick's got his big bullhorn, and that was a competitive period where they sort of keep score, offense.
Yeah, and they said the defense was credited with a sack there, right?
Yeah, and that might have been it. Because I couldn't figure out, and if somebody had that, maybe that was the reason why. Because it was this great catch down the field. And Ringo had great coverage, by the way, but Devontae just went up. And that's a good term, mossing him. That's essentially what happened. He was right there. Right. It was excellent coverage. And then after the play, everybody's oohing and aahing. And after the play, the offense had won the first play. And Nick said, 1-1. And I'm like, what are we missing here?
Yeah,
right. So if they did call it a sack, you know, it's tough to see. And if somebody saw that probably explains why. And that's why, you know, you and I talked about that. You know, they blow plays dead. They shouldn't. They blow plays dead. They sometimes, you know, early that they should let go. So it's kind of tough to judge. But
right.
To me, the key on that play, whether they counted it or not, was the guy going above Kelee Ringo to catch the football in a phenomenal fashion.
Yeah, it sounds like it was really a tremendous play from Devontae Smith, who has showed in his – career early on that he has the ability to make some of those huge catches. So good to hear that from Devontae Smith. Johnny Mack, let's get an update on quarterback one, Jalen Hurts. By all reports, he's had a good start to camp. How did he look today at day three of training camp?
Yeah, he's been very sharp, very accurate. The ball just isn't hitting the ground. And when it does, it's typically a drop more than an incompletion. He did have one sort of off-target throw to Grant Calcaterra that was probably maybe his worst throw so far. And it wasn't bad. It was just a little bit high and outside. And it really is, you know, because that was an issue in the spring. I remember talking about Dallas Goedert was wide open all the time.
Yeah, right.
He was missing him down the field. And if he had made those throws, it would have been a whole different narrative because he would have had big plays down the field.
Right.
So he's been much sharper, much more comfortable. His dad was here today. His brother was here today. So maybe he's showing off a little bit for the family. Yeah, he's been very good through the first 3 days of camp. And, you know, it's tough to continue at the pace he's at right now. Because I don't know what his complete – you have to ask Elliot what his completion percentage is, but it's got to be 85%.
It's high. I saw Elliot's tweets. I think he's got 7 incompletions, and Elliot logged that 4 of them were drops through the first 3 days.
Yeah, so. I joked that, you know, I believe that because I think there's been more drops than incompletions.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. So good stuff to know. I mean, look, I know it's just camp and I know it's just practice and obviously you can't replicate the games, but coming off of what happened in OTAs in the summer, it's good to hear that Jalen Hurts has been really sharp and his accuracy has been there. John, I want to thank everybody, all of our viewers, Johnny Mack's doing this live from NovaCare, everybody. So make sure you drop a like on the show. John, giving us some extra work on this Saturday. Appreciate all you guys being here. Spa City, Twiz, the Jager, Richard Jackson, E-Money, Bentley, Tyler Braswell, Suplex, Crowley, Jarrell. We appreciate all you guys. Make sure you guys drop a like. Thank you for being here on this Saturday. John, I did see a report that Jalen Hurts looks amazing, but the throw of the day today went to Kenny Pickett. Take us inside the throw that Kenny Pickett made today that caught some eyeballs.
Kenny made a nice back shoulder. I'm trying to think of the play. I don't. What are they describing? Because he made
Tim McManus
nice back shoulder throw to Johnny Wilson. Which one are they talking about?
The one to Britton Covey. It was Tim McManus from ESPN. So you guys can check him out.
Oh yeah, he had a nice over the shoulder throw to Britton. Britton had a great day.
Great to
had
hear.
A from great Britton, yeah. day. I mean, he caught 5-6 passes. He was generating separation like you would not believe. There was like a 3-play span where he got Avante and, you know, he left Avante in the dust. And then Tyler Hall, like 2 plays later, came in and he left him in the dust, the 2 slot corners. But, yeah, now that you say that, yeah, it jogs my memory. He did have a nice throw to Britton Covey over his shoulder, probably 5 or 6, like I said, 5 or 6 receptions for Britton Covey today.
Yeah, and that was Quinyon Mitchell in coverage. That's at least what Tim McManus reported.
Yeah, he to me, I was more impressed with the back shoulder because that was what Kenny did well in the spring. Right. And it was the competitive period at the end of practice where you'll hear Nick Sirianni in the bullhorn and he'll say 4th and 1 at the 20. And it was a 4th and 1 play. And he just put it on Johnny Wilson's back shoulder for a conversion. Now, Johnny's got to learn to, you know, be more savvy with his push off. He might've got called for a push off if it were a real game, but the throw was tremendous. But yeah, Tim's right. The throw to Britton Covey was good as well. And he played better today because he had not been as impressive, Kenny Pickett, early in the camp. So he was much better today. But, you know, I've talked about him for a while. He looks much more equipped to play than Marcus Mariota. Now, you always hope the backup quarterback doesn't have to play. Right. But I think the Eagles would be in much better shape this year than last year. But yeah, big day for Brent Covey, to the point you start to think, man, they should probably give him a chance to at least compete with Paris Campbell and John Ross. But they seem to want one of those two guys to sort of seize that wide receiver three position.
Yeah, well, that's who I was going next with, Britton Covey. But boy, I mean, John, we're 3 days into camp, at least 3 days that you guys have been there and been able to give us reports. The offense is humming, and it's Jalen Hurts, it's Devontae Smith, it's Kenny Pickett. It seems like everybody is settling into the Kellen Moore offense pretty nicely, at least here in training camp.
Yeah, and Grant Calcaterra and Dallas and Saquon and Kenny Gainwell. Yeah, it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's been the stuff that everybody wants to see, the underneath stuff and the, you know, taking what is there. Because you could probably count on a handful, you can probably count on your 10 fingers the amount of times the Eagles don't start with a deep split safety look in coverage. So, you know, they're showing cover two, cover three to start, and then spitting off the coverages, which is what Vic typically does. And you've seen it when, you know, because the Eagles have been playing that style of defense, and that was the big criticism, right, in, you know, 20 under Jonathan Gannon. You know, great quarterbacks have 75% completion percentages, and they're meticulously taking the football down the field. Well, the Eagles have to learn to do that, and I think they're learning how to do it right now.
Great to hear from on that from John McMullen. John, we're going to get into the stuff that Kellen Moore had to say at his press conference. James Bradberry had some interesting comments, but anything else on field today? It sounds like another day for the offense. You pointed out that Quinyon Mitchell continues to look good, which I think is a positive thing. Devontae Smith was the big play today, and Jalen Hurts looks good. Anything else on field that we're missing? I know you said Covey, which John, I'm interested in the Covey comments. I mean, you said he made 5-6 catches today. Are we going to start talking about him as an opportunity to play that slot receiver?
I hope so. I mean, I don't know if the Eagles see it that way, but
does Kellen Moore maybe see it that way?
Yeah, I'm going to ask him the next time. We talked to Kellen before practice, and that's right. Unfortunate thing about getting the coaches before practice, you don't see practice. And we right. would have asked him about Britton Covey after practice, but before practice, it didn't seem to be one of those avenues you wanted to go down. So that's some of the restrictions. So now we have to wait till we talk to him again and he goes through the rotation. But I hope so. I mean, he's got some size limitations, and Kellen did talk about it in a different frame, that he likes to have receivers. And that's the strength of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, because they can play all three different receiver positions, X, Z, flex. And Britton certainly can't. He's just a strict slot receiver. And they want their receivers to have the ability to do all different things. And, you know, maybe they change that philosophy because he's the one generating the most separation. But we'll see how that continues. Probably the biggest story of the day, I did not mention, Tyler Steen left the practice with an apparent injury. And of all the talk about the right guards,
right,
talk about Matt Hennessy, we've talked about Max Sharping, most notably Mekhi Becton, it was Darian Kennard who took the first team right guard reps when Tyler Steen left.
Darian Kennard still in, John, on the left side though for Dickerson.
No, Dickerson was back. So Landon was back for the first time. Mekhi was the second team right tackle today. He also got some first team reps. They give, you know, hot day, sun's out. They gave Landon
right, they
a couple
rotated
breathers.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, even Slay got a couple breathers. Eli Ricks got some first team reps. That's more about just giving veteran guys a breather than meaningful. But yeah, I mean, it was Darian Kennard, which was interesting. And there's part like Hennessy is now, because Brett Toth is out, he's the backup center, so that factors into it. Sharping had been playing right tackle, so that factors into it. But I thought it was interesting when Steen left, because he the first two team periods he played, the third he left, and it was Darian Kennard, and he finished the practice as the starting right guard. So, you know, I've heard Jeff Stoutland likes him, and maybe we should have been paying more attention to him. He was one of those futures guys that
– God, that was more I was going to say. Where did he come from, Kennard?
Yeah, the Howie talked about a lot this offseason. Julian Okwara, Terrell Lewis, Ty Davis-Price were more high-profile because I think they played more high-profile positions. But Darian Kennard was one he would always mention as well. Former fifth-round pick of the Chiefs. So that might be a name that you have to start thinking about.
We'll see if Darian Kennard can get the reps there. Real quick, just circling back to Steen. Was he okay? Did it look like it could be a big injury? Did he walk off the field? It wasn't anything.
He walked off the field on his own. So, you know, that's a good sign. The Eagles are off. They have their first day off tomorrow. So we won't be back on the practice field with them until Monday, and then we'll get a better indication of what's going on with them. Could have been heat related, could have been a bunch of different reasons, but right now it's undisclosed, but he didn't finish the practice. And, you know, I would have bet on Mekhi Becton taking those reps, or even Matt Hennessy or somebody like that. And part of it is that, you know, maybe you don't want to do it. And remember, it happened in practice. So, you know, you have your plan, and the plan for the day is Mekhi Becton's the backup right tackle, and maybe you don't want to screw with that in the middle of practice. So it could be a whole lot of context to it. But I do think that that's a name that we should throw in the hopper. And ultimately, they still want Tyler Steen to be the guy. He had taken every first-team rep.
Right.
At right guard until he left. So they obviously want him to win the job, but it was notable because he was the first guy they went to.
Good stuff. Thanks everybody for tuning in right now. For anybody just tuning in, Johnny Mack and I just recapped the offense. Another great day for the offense. Evidently, Jalen Hurts still looking sharp. John McMullen, let's go to the defensive side of the ball for real quick. You mentioned Quinyon Mitchell already. Let's go to that linebacker talk that we've had here at the start of camp. Was Zach Bond the guy in again at first team? What did you see from the position shuffling and the depth chart shuffling on defense today?
Yeah, I mean, and sort of their default base, it's been Devin White and Zach Bond together for all 3 days. But N'Kobe's first team reps keep increasing. They keep using N'Kobe a little bit more with Devin. So I would say it's trending very positively for N'Kobe Dean. And when he threw out the dime defense early with only one linebacker on the field, it wasn't Devin White even. It was N'Kobe Dean. So
right.
I think it's trending in a positive direction. And don't sleep on Ben Van Sumeren.
John, he was your sleeper player coming into camp before we saw anything, and you liked the physical traits of him. You know, it almost seems like Nick is kind of going with linebackers depending on the look. Like, there's something he likes, it seems, about the combination of Devin White and Zach Bond. You know, and then when you said he goes to a one linebacker look and he puts N'Kobe, who's maybe that more traditional Mike linebacker. I don't know how far off I'm on. I am on that, but that's what it seems like from
afar. Well, this was the first time. Typically, when they went to dime, it would be Devin White.
Okay.
And this was the first time it was N'Kobe. So he's trying different things, and Ben's a part of it.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
And he's just really athletic, and he seems to be very instinctive. And the fact that he picks things up quickly, and if you match those two, because one of the, you know, if you look at his athletic profile, should have been drafted, but he didn't play a lot in college. He was considered very raw. And, you know, maybe it's just a natural, because late last season when he got an opportunity to play, he seemed pretty instinctive. And that's continued in this training camp. So I'm not saying he's going to win the starting job, but it's a name to get. I'll tell you what, he's going to make this team. And if that means Oren Burks has got to go, and Oren, unfortunately, is still injured, got hurt in the first practice, missed practice again today, or if, you know, they're going to find a spot for Ben Van Sumeren.
John, interesting day at camp. I tell you what, Britton Covey, Darian Kennard, Ben Van Sumeren, there's some people emerging on this team that could have an impact, yeah, you know, that we weren't expecting when we came into training camp. Good stuff, it seems like, coming out of Eagles camp so far.
Yeah, and I throw Tyler Hall in there as well.
Yeah, right, Tyler Hall.
Yeah, they're throwing a lot. Now Vic said he was going to do that. And on the offense, it's pretty much a lot more concrete. Grant Calcaterra continues to, you know, be the clear, decisive leader, to be the second tight end. The receivers are, you know, they seem to be trying to figure out who's better for Paris, you know, between Paris Campbell and John Ross. But maybe Britton Covey can open some eyes.
Did either John or Paris stand out today?
Well, Paris had, as I said, he beat Darius Slay deep in one-on-ones, and that was probably the prettiest Jalen Hurts throw of the practice. Perfect throw for a deep shot touchdown. And John, you know, they threw a wide receiver screen, so it's not going. They haven't completely thrown out the wide receiver screens, but it looked pretty effective, this one. And it was to John Ross. So those guys have been solid as well. And, you know, remember, when everybody talks about wide receiver three, it's really two different positions, because you really have to be the backup to, at least the Eagles are looking at it, you have to be the backup to Devontae and AJ as an outside receiver and right. that slot receiver. I think maybe they can piecemeal it. And, you know, when they had Devontae Parker, they seem to be thinking about piecemealing it. So I don't know why they can't. If you have a natural slot guy and then you have Paris Campbell or John Ross as the backup to the outside receivers, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, good stuff from camp. Seems like it was a good day. The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles account just put up a video clip of those two Devontae Smith catches. Johnny Mack talked about the one over Keely Ringo and the over-the-shoulder throw in the end zone. So go check those out, Eagles fans. They looked pretty damn good. John, that's it for the on-field stuff. Seems like it was another great day. Would you say the offense won today again?
Yeah.
I did see, real quick, one last thing. I did see some reports that the defensive line looked pretty good today. Anything on that?
Yeah, they did. The defensive line looked pretty good. So that's, you know, some positive. And they've been pretty consistent. I don't think there's, you know, when we talk about all the movement and the defense, you know, it doesn't really include the defensive line or the safeties. You know, Reed and Chauncey have been rock solid, and the defensive front has been good. And you can see they're trying to, they did it on Thursday, they did it again today, late in practice, having Jordan Davis on the field occasionally, Jalen Carter, even for second team reps. They want those guys to be conditioned. They want those guys on the field. And they want to make sure they're ready to play major snaps. Milton Williams had a good pet. Nolan Smith is showing some life. He seems to be getting more first team reps. So maybe Bryce Huff is now the biggest question mark because of what Vic said Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll see when they get the pads on how they develop. But seems like another good day at camp, though, for the Eagles. They're learning a lot. You know, certain players are stepping up, which is a good sign. And it seems like nobody, at least from the reports I've read so far, nobody looks terrible, right? I mean, nobody's looked on the opposite end of the spectrum, looked brutal. So we're going to wrap up here soon. Johnny Mack, thanks for doing this from on a Saturday down from NovaCare. John is live at NovaCare right now. So good stuff. Thank you all for being here. Crowley, Twiz, Forte, Sandman, Steve-Ike, Jarrell, we appreciate you guys all being here. John, take us into the press conference. Kellen Moore spoke today. James Bradbury spoke today. Mekhi Becton spoke. A couple other people spoke today. What stuck out today from the press conferences of the team?
Well, the fact that James spoke, I mean, you know, he's a class act. I've been telling people that for years. And I said, you know, if they allow him to talk to us, he will talk to us. And, you know, he's a very honest guy. And you saw him, I said, you know, he probably said, I'm here for now about 15 times. He knows the writing is on the wall. But, you know, he's trying to make himself valuable and versatile if he is here. And I still think it's very unlikely that he will be here, unfortunately, because I'll be sad, to be honest, because I think he's, as I said, he's a good guy. He's honest. He's forthright. He'll always answer a question. He thinks about it, the questions before he answers them.
He's a true professional, John. I love that about him.
He is. And, you know, it's very difficult, as Vic said, to move from cornerback to safety. Not a lot of people can do it. He's certainly got the football IQ to do it. He's certainly got the size to do it. But, I mean, the Eagles aren't looking for a starting safety. You know, people talked about A.D. Jackson and Justin Simmons. They are not looking for a starting safety. They believe they have their starters. Now, guys can get hurt. Hopefully they don't, but guys can get hurt tomorrow and maybe things change. And one thing you never see James doing, understandably so, because he's pretty much a 9-year starter. He hasn't taken one special teams rep. And generally, if you're a backup defensive back, you got to help on special teams. So I'm not sure I see the fit. I've never seen the fit. And I think Howie's just kicking the can down the road. We've seen some teams lose defensive backs already. And maybe it comes to fruition where he gets the conditional pick that he wants. But yeah, it's tough to, especially with all the corners that they do have, it's tough to envision James in Brazil with the Philadelphia Eagles.
A lot of respect for James Bradbury. We'll see what happens with him. But I know a lot of Eagle fans have don't have a good taste in their mouth after last season. It didn't rub me wrong. I know he didn't have his greatest season, but I'm with John. I like the player a lot. I like the professionalism, and I think he's a valuable part of the team, even if he's not on the field for every snap. So we'll see what ends up happening with James Bradbury. John, how about Kellen Moore? He spoke today. What did you make of what Kellen Moore had to say today at the press conference?
Yeah, I mean, Kellen's, understated guy. He's not going to be Vic. He's not going to make headlines. He's more new age and more close to the best. But, you know, I asked him specifically about, Jalen taking more of a lead when it comes to adjusting things at the line of scrimmage. And he kind of agreed with that. He said the quarterback should have, you want him to be on the same page with the center and Cam Jurgens, but the quarterback should have the final say, so to speak. And, cause they have the better view. So I thought that was pretty interesting for many years, and rightfully so. That was Jason Kelsey's job, and nobody's going to take that away from Jason Kelsey, but he's not playing anymore. So I've said it from the start, it's the perfect time to do it. Jalen seems willing to do it, and now it seems like Kellen seems willing to let Jalen do it. So I think that's a positive. If you go back to those Tom Brady comments we always talk about, it's what you want. You want the quarterback to be in charge of those types of things. And it's Kellen's job and Doug Nussmeier's job to, make sure he's prepared to do it. And that's a big part of their job. So I think that was positive. I mentioned Grant Calcaterra, talked about him like he was the tight end too, which is no surprise. But you're not going to have the Vic headlines screaming at you tomorrow. Kellen's more political.
Yeah, Kellen plays the game a little better. Vic is like the old man who doesn't have a filter on anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't have time. He doesn't have time for that stuff.
Exactly. So, John, I'm going to start something that we haven't done for the first 2 days of camp as we wrap up this edition of Football 24/7. I want to thank everybody real quick for being here, Ray, and everybody in the chat. We appreciate all you guys. I want to start to do the Johnny Mack's player of the day. I know it might not be that easy to do every day. We haven't done it the first 2 days of camp, but let's start that today, John. Who's your player of the day today from Eagles camp?
I guess I'm going to go Devontae, but boy, I want to go Britton Covey.
I thought maybe Quinyon Mitchell too. He blanketed AJ Brown. Apparently that's no small task.
No, that's no small, but you know, Devontae made the headline plays,
right, and,
you know, spectacular plays. I think, you know, it's tough to give it to a defensive player as a whole. I mean, I've been very impressed. I talk about it every day. I've been very impressed with Quinyon Mitchell. And I think they matched him up with AJ on purpose. Just they're trying to see everything they can about this particular player. And it's all been positive, really, in the early stages of camp. So he's been very good. But
yeah, and listen, if you're Quinyon Mitchell, you can't ask for much more. I mean, how are you going to get great at playing in the NFL in camp, go up against AJ Brown, one of the best receivers in the NFL?
Yeah, I remember the first year AJ and James, you know, they used to have just tremendous one-on-one battles. And it was probably the funnest part of the training camp, watching those two guys go head-to-head. And you know, to put Quinyon in that position, that's pretty impressive. But early, at least early in his career, you know, but yeah, this was a Devontae Smith day, I would say, followed by Britton Covey. Honorable mention for Britton Covey. You got muted there, Xander.
Got it. Britton Covey, good day, but the first player of the camp, player of the day for our camp edition was Devontae Smith. So good stuff. Johnny Mac, thanks for the work today. Thanks for covering practice. Make sure everybody goes and follows John on Twitter at JF McMullen. We'll be back live Monday morning on Birds 365. Johnny Mac, thanks for doing it today, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Appreciate that. There's Johnny Mac joining us live from the NovaCare Complex. We appreciate John doing that. A lot of good work from Johnny Mac right now. So a lot of good headlines from that camp, everybody. I mean, camp is going as smoothly as you would want it to go. I know it's just camp, and you can't make too much of it. We got to get to the games. But listen, this is the time this team is going to ramp up and get ready for those games. And when you hear Jalen Hurts is clicking, when you hear Devontae and AJ are clicking, and players are stepping up, and the guys on team, even our rookie. I mean, how great is it to hear that the rookie cornerback we took in round one, Quinyon Mitchell, is blanketing AJ Brown? The guy's never played an NFL snap, and he's blanketing A.J. Brown in practice. Now, he did get beat once, too, but, hey, look, you can put the best cornerback in the game up against A.J. Brown. He's going to get beat here and there. So, great to hear that Quinyon Mitchell's playing that well. A lot sticking out from camp, I got to be honest. I mean, I'm excited, getting more and more excited for the season as it comes. If you guys have any comments, any chats in here, I'll take some questions or some comments. I know we had a good crowd in here right now for a Saturday. I'm happy to be doing it with you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys drop a like. We appreciate that. Let me do a chat check and see what people are saying. Mr. Sandman checking in. What's up, Mr.? He says, defense respected Quez's speed, but they knew Hurts didn't trust him to catch the ball. That's true, and hopefully we get that similar with whoever wins the wide receiver three job this year. Paris Campbell's having a good camp, apparently. John Ross looks good. You heard John talk about Britton Covey today, got the honorable mention on the player of the day. So we'll see, you know, how that is. Steve Ike checks in, says, getting some grill time in. I saw you on live and popped in to say, go Birds. Go Birds, Steve. Thanks for being here, brother. Appreciate all you guys in the chat box. Jalix Hunt looking for Forte checks in asking about Jalix Hunt. Yeah, we heard some good stuff about Jalix Forte in that first day. Now, we haven't heard much from day two or three, but remember, the pads aren't on, and I think it's positive that Jalix Hunt got by Jordan Mailata on that day one. Remember, this is supposed to be a project player, right? They kind of talked about him like he was redshirting this year, and the fact that he's, you know, pads are not, he's getting around Jordan Mailata, that's not an easy thing to do. So I'm pretty confident that Jalix Hunt may be a contributor this year. We will monitor how he continues to develop in camp. Here's another comment on Jalix Hunt. Dream Catcher checks in. Appreciate you, Dream Catcher. Do you think it's possible Jalix Hunt gets rotated in as a heavy role first year? I wouldn't say heavy, Dream Catcher, but like I just said, I mean, he's standing out, and he's a player that is an interesting skill set because, you know, he came to football a little later. he was a safety for a long time. So he plays safety, and now he's gotten bigger, so he's gone to the edge. So, but my point in saying that is he can kind of play that role that Vic wants him to play, where, you know, he wants his edges to drop in coverage every once in a while. So Jalix has a very interesting skill set. His skill set matches what Vic Fangio likes. So maybe he does have a role. We will, like I said, we'll continue to monitor that and see how it develops. Prince Swayze checks in, says, Xander, what's up, Prince? Appreciate you being here. Senor says, Xander the GOAT. Appreciate you, Senor. Thanks for being here, brother. Make sure you guys drop a like and appreciate that. Madness, what's up, Madness, my man? Checks in, says, great news all around and positive stuff. Just wish Cooper DeGene was out there too. Yeah, big hit, Madness. I'm with you on that. I'm really wishing that we were getting some updates on Cooper DeGene. I thought he was a guy that had a good chance to contribute here in year one. And, you know, 3-week setback in camp at the start of camp is just not ideal. So it's not the end of the world. It's not an indictment on what he's going to be in his first year, but definitely a setback, no less. So we no doubt about that one. So thanks for the comment, though, Madness. Appreciate that. Prince says Jalen is locked in. It certainly seems like Jalen Hurts is locked in at camp. And it's a good sign because, you know, we struggled in the OTAs and a lot was made of that and, you know, mostly overreactions. But that's what you do when you hear, you know, when it's spring and all you have is a practice or an OTA and Jalen wasn't on the mark. So to hear that he's been accurate, on time, decisive with the football, really looking good. You saw the clips that the Eagles are putting out on their Twitter feed. Jalen really looking accurate. So I think a big year is coming here for Jalen Hurts. Good to hear that he has started camp off very strong. Senor says, Mitchell will need to be in the game week one against Packers wide receivers, Watson, Reed, Dabbs, Romeo Doubs, and Wicks. So, yeah, no doubt. I mean, and I think he's going to be. Senor, when you hear that Quinyon Mitchell can stop A.J. Brown in a practice play and the guy's never played a snap in the NFL, I think we might have picked the right corner. And you know, I think we've got a guy that can play here. So we'll see how it continues to develop there. Ray Lester checks in. Hunt should back up Sweaty Jay. Yeah, we'll see how it develops with Jalix Hunt. Show enough, my man Show enough checks in. Hunt and Smith fit perfectly in a Fangio defense. I said earlier he will play this year. How much? Not sure. Yeah, and sure enough, I thought it was positive what we just heard John McMullen say, that Nolan Smith is, and he used the phrase, showing signs of life. Now, pads aren't on or anything, so we'll see how he develops. We'll continue to monitor that, but you're right. I mean, Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, are those undersized guys that can do a lot are exactly what Fangio likes, so we'll see how that works. Jameson checks in. What's up, Jameson? He drops us a $2 super chat. We appreciate that, man, very much. He says, sup, Xander. True that Slay was getting burnt. Apparently, Slay did get burnt. I mean, I heard the play from Paris Campbell in one-on-ones, Jameson. Darius Slay got burnt by Paris Campbell deep, and John said it was one of the best throws he saw Hurts make all day. Just dropped it right in the breadbasket. So I don't know if John didn't say Slay looked bad today, but he did say he got burnt on one play. So we'll continue to monitor Darius Slay. Sandman checks back in. Cooper not in training camp is disappointing. Training camp is rites of passage for rookies. He needs to earn his stripes. Exactly, Mista. That's the biggest thing. Like if this is a second year player or a third year player or a fourth year player, and they miss the first week, first 3 weeks, you're like, okay, he'll be all right. This is his first rodeo. This is his first camp. And as you pointed out, rightfully so, Mr. This is the rite of passage, man. He needs to earn those stripes, and he doesn't have a chance to do it till 3 weeks in. So I do think that's going to delay him, and we'll see how it plays out. Hopefully Cooper can get up to speed very quickly. Jarrell Ray says, this Bradbury situation is going to be interesting. Yeah, Jarrell, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, he spoke today. He was very candid, very honest. I know James didn't play great for us last year. I really respect James Bradbury, the way he handles himself as a professional. You know, I even go back to the Super Bowl when a spotty holding call, by the way, very spotty, gets called on James Bradbury to lose the Super Bowl, basically. And he just took it on the chin, you know, took the blame, didn't sulk, didn't. I mean, and I just look, I know it sucks that it happened, but it happened. So the only thing we can do is move forward. And the way he handled that was very positive. So I have a lot of respect for James Bradbury and the way he handles himself as a pro. Jack Straw, what's up, buddy? Appreciate you being here. Devontae checking in. What's the word on Shipley? Haven't heard anything about him since the draft. Yeah, Devontae, all quiet on the Shipley front. I mean, we've done three now training camp recaps. We've had the National Football Show for 4 hours daily. We've had Birds 365 for 2 hours daily. There's nothing on Will Shipley. So you're right on that. I have heard nothing. I will continue to prod around. I'll send some texts out and see if Will Shipley's done anything for you. Mad Bird checks in. Do you see Slay losing the starting role if others can outperform? I don't, Mad Bird. I don't. I think Vic wants at least one veteran out there. Slay's going to be a captain for this team. I don't anticipate that happening. Jeffrey says, how many secondary guys do you see them keeping? Yeah, it's going to be interesting what they do with that, Jeffrey, because, you know, you heard John say the only spot on defense there hasn't been rotation has been the safety, where they have CJ, GJ, and Reed Blankenship as your starter. So do they keep four safeties or do they keep three and maybe keep like a Maddox who can play safety? You know, remember, you have Sidney Brown, so he's going to make the roster. And then you go to the cornerbacks. Do they keep six? Do they keep seven and one less safety? I don't know exactly how many they keep. My guess would be six corners, four safeties, maybe seven corners. If you have versatile guys on the back who can play safety, can play special teams, maybe they go that route. So we'll see how it all plays out. But anyway, I want to thank you guys all for being here. It's a Saturday, mostly quiet other than the Eagles being at practice. So not the same workload, not the same flow on our channel with all the shows. So I do appreciate you guys taking time from your Saturdays. Time is finite, everybody. So I appreciate when you guys are here and you spend your time with me talking football. I can't thank you guys enough. Make sure you guys hit the like on your way out. I'm going to get out of Dodge and we'll be back. I might do another show, another quick show tomorrow. And then we'll be back for sure Monday morning with all of our shows, with the National Football Show with Dan Cilio in the afternoon. Started off by Birds 365 in the morning with myself and John McMullen. So thank you all for being here. Hit the like on your way out. And see you next time, everybody. Go Birds.
EAGLES Eagles.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.